Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. MR, Number 425. Inspiration for Nurses. Some of our brethren in California gave a donation of $45 as a token of sympathy, expressing a desire that I would buy me a good, comfortable chair. I have appropriated that gift to this church, Parramatta, New South Wales. I told those who presented the gift that I wished them to have something invested in this missionary field. True, I needed as comfortable a chair as I could possibly get, but I will wait, hoping that the Lord will restore me to health. I hope not to need easy chairs long, though I am still under the hand of affliction. I rejoice to see the truth gathering souls who will show forth the praises of Him that hath called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. 34, 1892, pages 6, 7. To Dr. and Mrs. John Harvey Kellogg, September 16, 1892. It is the privilege of everyone who has a part in any branch of the Lord's work to know that his sins are forgiven, and to rejoice in the assurance of a higher life in the courts above. This hope is more precious than silver or gold or precious stones. Keep this hope ever bright, and seek to impart it to others. In the knowledge that God's smile rests upon you, your heart will be filled with joy and peace. Heed the gracious invitation of Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let all seek for that rest which Christ has promised. You are to reveal to the world the truth of His words. You are to show that in wearing the yoke of Christ, there is genuine happiness. Do not, by doubting God's words, dishonor Him. As you believe in Him, He will cooperate with you in your efforts, and in union with Him, you may perform an acceptable work. Through the righteousness that He imparts, you may escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say, rejoice. Oh, that we might hear more of the praise of God proceeding from thankful hearts. We need Christians who constantly live in the sunshine, who under all circumstances can praise the Lord. With the hope and assurance that Christ has promised, how can we be unhappy? There is no excuse or justification for any Christian to be discontented. Never give the impression that you are disappointed with the way that Christ has marked out for you to follow. Our characters are to be conformed to the image of Christ. In deed and in truth, we are to be amenable to the law of God. Then He can demonstrate through us the blessings that come through obedience to the principles of His word. The King of Heaven stands ready to acknowledge the humblest soul that serves Him. I pray that the rich blessing of God may rest upon all who are in any way connected with the work of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Put your whole soul into the performance of the work that is essential. True service involves a faithful discharge of the daily duties. Even as you engage in your daily tasks, you may reflect the divine image. Those who will faithfully cultivate a spirit of self-denial and self-sacrifice, learning from the Savior the lessons of meekness and lowliness of heart, will be in a position where God can use them in His work of reflecting to the world the glory of the divine image. I hope that the work on the building will soon be completed. As yet, I have been unable to secure any gifts and offerings to aid in carrying forward the work. But I shall continue to put forth every effort, that the work may not be delayed because of a dearth of means. The work on the elevator may have to wait, but we trust that the building will soon be ready for the accommodation of patients. I would say to the workmen, God will strengthen and encourage you if you will look constantly to Him. If He smiles upon you, it is worth more to you than silver or gold. Let all recognize their dependence upon the guidance of God. Let the heart be hopeful and peaceful. Do not permit yourselves to cherish any feelings of discontent. It is the duty of each to endeavor to impart courage and good cheer to those who are connected with him. In your morning worship, consider the thought that our Savior was a carpenter and worked with his father, Joseph. The Prince of Heaven worked as you are working with the hands. He had been the exalted commander in heaven, but he laid aside his kingly crown and came to our world, living a life of toil and hardship, that he might enter into full sympathy with the human race. By receiving him, you are given power to become the sons of God.
Those who are engaged in the operation of building have each their respective work. In order to secure perfect cooperation and harmony, there must be thorough organization. There must be an architect to plan and to see that the plans are carried out. Someone must do the work of carrying the brick and mortar to those who shall lay the brick, and there must be competent, interested workers in all the various lines. But though your tasks are varied, yet you may blend together in perfect harmony. The work inside the building may also be made pleasant if all will be cheerful, happy, and uncomplaining. The nurses, the matron, the cook, the bookkeeper, all may cultivate a cheerful disposition in the discharge of their respective duties. Remember that the Lord observes your every movement and hears every word that you speak. Those working on the land and those who care for the stock may also realize that they are an essential part of the great whole. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Each is to respect every other worker and to cultivate the graces of patience and of speaking kind, encouraging words to those with whom he is connected. Do not dwell on the imperfections or the mistakes of the past. Press forward, looking to the glorious things that are before. Let your conversation be in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Put away all discontent, all murmuring, all disagreeable words. We do not honor Christ when we dispute and quarrel one with another. No one will enter heaven with a spirit of fault-finding, and we desire to have a foretaste of the principles of heaven manifested here below. Let every professed believer advance. We are to have sanctified, refined aspirations, worthy ambitions. Ever press onward, seeking for a character that will represent that of the Lord Jesus. We are to recognize the perfection of his character and demonstrate in our lives the principles of that character. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 299, 1905, pages 1-4. To the helpers at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, October 22, 1905. Willie has told me that your mother is at rest. I would be pleased to hear from you, telling me about your mother's last sickness and death. Did she suffer much? Was her mind clear? Where is your sister? Please write me a few lines. I would be so pleased to hear regarding yourself and Hattie.
Released May 23, 1975.